We will now take up Senate Bill number 9. It's to permit certain full-time post-secondary students to vote in municipal and school elections. Welcome back, Mr. Nelson.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office. This bill also deals with municipal and school elections only. A number of years ago, the legislature passed a requirement that in order to vote in a city or school election, you not only had to be registered to vote there, but you also had to be a resident, a current resident of that city or school district. And a defined resident is somebody who has actually resided there at least 30 days within the last year. And frankly, that has worked pretty well, but we found one particular area, one particular group of people that may be disenfranchised by that, and that is people, students who are post-secondary students. They go away to college, but they don't come back in the summertime. They don't come back home in the summer, and they may not come back home that many weekends. And so under current law, they're not allowed to vote at their parents' home in city and school elections because they don't meet that 30-day requirement. Now, those folks do have an option of registering to vote at the university or VOTEC location, but if they choose to remain registered at home, they're simply out of luck if it comes to vote in a local election. And we certainly want to encourage particularly those young people to get in the habit of voting in every election that they can. And so we're asking that we have this exception for those post-secondary students to allow them to go back and vote in those local elections at their home location.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further proponents? Further proponents on Senate Bill 9? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents on Senate Bill 9? Seeing none, we'll close to committee questions. Seeing none, we will close to committee action and or discussion. Representative Roden.
I move do pass.
Representative Roden moves do pass. Representative Klocek seconds. Discussion on that do pass motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 9.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Senate Bill 5 goes out with a unanimous vote. Representative Hargens moves consent. Representative Hansen seconds. Discussion on that consent motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It goes on consent calendar.